Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, fans and believers for North Pole Radio News. I'm Alfred Stocking. I'm reporting now from the New Zealand city of Wellington, where I'm meeting with a tracker elf named Rosie Barnes. Rosie, welcome to the broadcast. I understand this is where you live. What happens on Christmas Eve in New Zealand that the world doesn't know about?
Oh, it's a pretty normal day. It's warm, the sun is shining, and we're preparing for another evening of stargazing and scanning the skies for Santa.
I should add that it's the middle of the day here right now, Christmas Eve day. And all I see are people in shorts and sandals and light clothing everywhere. It's summer. It's an unusual thing for a hasty elf like myself. It sounds like Christmas Eve means a lot of celebration at the beach.
Some spend Christmas Eve at home, enjoying the cool of their air conditioners and drinking their iced eggnog, yes. But many others also enjoy the bonfires and barbecues at the beach. It's supposed to be a lovely evening.
How do you track Santa at the beach, Rosie?
Cell phones, mostly, Red. We can listen to you on the radio, and the tracking maps are all over the North Pole websites and apps. We do pretty well. We'll be there for Santa when he needs us.
Okay, Rosie, we look forward to hearing from you later tonight. From New Zealand, where they are really ready for Santa to come, I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.